tries on this ugly mask and it sticks to her face and she can't get it off and it starts to turn her evil. And I think I'm proud of that one. I think that's my best Halloween story, The Haunted Mask.
Oh, I don't have a favorite. I have a favorite book I like to read aloud from the Arthur series, Arthur's Teacher Trouble.
How long does it typically take you to write a book, both of you guys?
Well, I do a complete chapter by chapter outline of every single book before I write it. That's why I do all the thinking first. And my outline would be chapter one. This is what happens. Here's some dialogue. Here's the chapter ending. Chapter two. So by the time I sit down to write the book, I know everything that's going to happen in the book. I've done all the hard work. My outline usually takes me a week to write. And since I've done so much work and have it all planned, I can write a Goosebumps book in maybe 3 weeks.
That lines up with the best advice I got for writing a picture book when I was starting out. The editor, Ole Riesum at Random House, said, you have to know where you're going. You know, you have a starting point and an ending point, and you try to keep that line as direct and simple as possible from start to finish.
Yeah, I have to know the ending before I start to write, because then I know how to fool the kids. And I know how to keep them from guessing the ending.
Wow.
You're a sly one, Mr. Stein.
You are.
How do you make a good story that you think will engage kids, like in reading them?
Well, what I like to do is, all my books are with kids. There are always a couple kids in the story. But I just like to put in a lot of twists and surprises. I don't want to have a straight story that just goes along. I want somewhere in the book, I want the reader to say, oh my goodness, I had no idea that's what was happening. I want like a major twist. And I think that's one reason kids like Goosebumps so much, because they don't go in a straight line. They twist and turn all the time.
Yeah, I like to put myself in the position of the characters and imagine what they would say. And I think the character I have the most fun writing for is DW. And I love getting inside her head and coming up with lines for her. But yeah, my stories are pretty kind of natural. You know, I want to be where a third grader lives. And that's where I try and put myself.
What is the most valuable piece of advice you have to give to a young author?
I think I already did. And that is, have fun with the writing. Don't think of writing as hard. Just think, man, this is fun. I'm really loving it. I think that's my best advice. Mm.
I would say, don't give up. And I would say, look at who your competition is. Have a good idea of who your audience is. You know, what age you want to write for. Do your homework. Go to bookstores. Go to the library and read books from that section of the books, and it will give you, you know, ideas and inspiration. And then I would just say, try and be as honest about what it is that you want to put down on the page. Make it sound real and read it out loud. You know, you can tell where the mistakes are when you hear it out loud, and that helps me a lot.
Yes, reading aloud makes reading so much fun. Speaking of making reading fun, our guests, Mark Brown, the author of the Arthur books and TV show and illustrator, as well as R.L. Stein of Goosebumps fame. These two make reading fun for kids worldwide. Mark Brown and R.L. Stein, we just want to thank you for all the good work you do for kids. And thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour, too.
And, you know, where would we be without you guys who read our books and watch our programs? So we thank you.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
Bye.
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 Bookworm, bookworm reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. I called him on a Monday morning, not too late.
He was deep into a book and would not take the bait. Called him on a Tuesday afternoon for tea, but he was just beginning to read the history of history. Bookworm, bookworm reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. Called him on a Wednesday evening just to chat. He was reading a Western while wearing a cowboy hat. Called him on a Thursday mid-afternoon, but he was going down for a nap, reading Goodnight Moon. Bookworm, bookworm reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. Called him on a Friday, he had a good excuse. He was laughing too hard to talk from reading Dr. Seuss. I called him on a Saturday at the crack of dawn. He put down the phone to finish a book, and I'm still holding on. Sunday, just before midnight, but he was reading a mystery in the dark with a little light. Bookworm, bookworm reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. Bookworm, bookworm.
It's the ABC of what you mean to me. D.
You're awesome, beautiful, curious, daring, earthy, funny, and fine. Got a great, hilarious, interesting, joyful, kind, and lovable mind. You're a nerdy oracle pirate. You're quirky, regal, and stylish. You're a timeless, ultraviolet, witty, excellent, young, and innocent like.
ABCs of what you mean to me. D-E-F-U-N-G to me.
Okay, kids. Now it's your turn. Can you make it all the way from A to Z? Let's check it out.
You're awesome, beautiful, curious, daring, earthy, funny, and fine. Got a great, hilarious, interesting, joyful, kind, and lovable mind. You're a nerdy oracle pirate. You're quirky, regal, and stylish. You're a timeless, ultraviolet, witty, excellent, young, and in your zen light.
ABCs of what you mean to me. D-E-F-U-N-G to me.
Now we're going to try to go back and forth. Does that sound cool?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, let's do it.
You are awesome, beautiful, curious,
daring, earthy, funny, and fine.
You got a great, hilarious, interesting,
joyful, kind, and lovable mind.
You're a nerdy oracle pirate.
You're quirky, regal, and stylish.
You're a timeless, ultraviolet, witty, excellent, young, and fingers and like.
All alone at the party, I felt a bit left out. Wherever I stood, I was in the way of someone having fun without me. They're all so happy and healthy, they're all so fine and sleek. Like the girl over there with the long brown hair, oh, I could never aspire to meet her. But away in a quiet corner was a cozy reading nook, and the table by the armchair held an inviting little book. Oh, there's nothing like a book to take you away from the cares and strife of every day. There's nothing like a book to let you know all the wondrous things this world can show. There's nothing like a book. So I was snug in the armchair, caught up in the world of the book. So rapt was I paid no mind to the party going on around me. Till there was the girl with the long brown hair saying,
"May I take a look? I couldn't help but notice you, 'cause that's my favorite book. And
There's nothing like a book to take you away from the cares and strife of every day. There's nothing like a book to let you know all the wondrous things this world can show. There's nothing like a book. Oh, a favorite book is a special friend, and it just might bring you luck. Now we still share the same armchair, and we each have our nose in a book. Oh, there's nothing like a book to take you away from the cares and strife of every day. There's nothing like a book to let you know all the wondrous things this world can show. There's nothing like a book.
That was The Princess of Serendip. ABC You Got a G is Pierce Freelon and his mom, Nana Freelon, the amazing jazz vocalist. Casper Baby Pants from Keep It Real brought us Bookworm. We're going to go out with one more. This is the Melody Makers with the Arthur theme song. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Every day when you're walking down the street and everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. If you could learn to work and play and get along with each other. You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm on the street. Open up your eyes, open up your ears, get together and make things better by working together. It's a simple message and it comes from the heart. Oh, believe in yourself. For that's the place to start.
Start and I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. If we can learn to work and play and get along with each other.
You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm on the street. Open up your eyes, open up your ears.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to Mark Brown and R.L. Stein for being with us on the show today. Today's episode was written by me, Katie Stone, with production support from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, and Thaniel Lentz. Look for pictures, links, and more at childrenshour.org. This episode is called Reading and Writing.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.